It said, oh, tomorrow's old blue Monday, I got to wash, it's wash day. Yeah.
And Tuesday they do the...
Ironing on Tuesday.
Is there, what might you call both washing and ironing together? Is there one word you'd use to mean washing and ironing?
Well, that's all I hear them say, washing and ironing. Got to wash and iron today. But most of them tend to wash one day and iron the next day.
But there are one word you can say, it means it all do my laundry.
Oh, yeah, all do the laundry, yeah, that's right. One word covers it all.
Did people used to use that word laundry much?
No, I didn't. Not when I was coming up. They start that later years. Well, you know, we didn't have no laundries in around no us like you have now.
Had to do it yourself.
Go ahead.
Now you can take your clothes to the laundry and have them done. But the way I do, I buy all my clothes wash and wear, and we don't have to iron them. Just wash them and wear them. And you know, I don't understand it. See that crease? I bet you these britches have been washed. Well, I've been wearing, had them about 2 years, and that crease is still in there. It never gets out. Of course, I wear these in the wintertime, and I got them yellow khakis to wear in the summertime. They're the same kind of stuff, though. They hold that crease, wash and wear.
What about the big thing that have out in the backyard for heating water to boil the clothes?
Wash pot. That used to, when they washed on the washboard, they had a big old wash pot in the yard, and they put the clothes in there and boil them first, and then take them out, you know, and wash them. And then rinse them and hang them up on the line.
Any other name for wash pot?
No, I believe all I ever hear them call it wash pot. And sometimes when you kill hogs, they use that wash pot to...
Yeah, Mr. Kirkwood, they had another name, a wash kettle.
Oh, yeah, wash kettle, that's right, yeah.
Did people call it a wash kettle?
A lot of people
some of them did, some call it wash pot. I guess you know what they are, don't you? Grid, big old pot with a handle on each side of it, and got three legs on the bottom about that long. You sit out there in the yard and build a fire around it. People had a hard time back 20 years ago, I tell you. And when you get sick, the doctor would come to your house and had a little old satchel in his hand about this long. He'd come in, he had a lot of little bottles in there about that long. He had soda and calomel and stuff in there, and he'd sit down and cut them little strips of paper out and put that stuff in there and figure out dose of calomel to itself and give it to you. And charge you $2.50 for the trip. And now they won't hardly come to your house and won't you come to the hospital now. But I've been mighty lucky in my life. I've been healthy all my life for now. I never was sick. And I have a brother over here, he's 6 years younger than I am. He's in bad fix. He's ruptured on both sides, got gallbladder trouble, but Dr. Martin can't operate on him. Done lost 50 pounds, he's too weak. And he's about half blind, he can't see hardly. And his wife died Christmas Eve night. She had 11 kids, and she went down here to Baton Rouge to visit 8 of them that night. Her older daughter come up here and got him. Come in about 11 o'clock and went to bed. And the next morning he got up at 6 o'clock. He slept in one room, her another. Went now to wake up and said dead. She went to sleep and never did wake up. It says they had a heart attack. She was 73 years old.
If the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom,
went on there.
You said the broom was where?
Well, the broom.
Say if you had a broom that was in a corner and the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom. You say the broom was
behind the door.
What's that?
The broom was behind the door.